for sake of time, without going through the whole process, just bring up somebody that just really you have a lot of love for, and just bring that person to mind. Just breathe in and out and get in touch with that love. You might remember them, a good time with them. Imagine being with them. Imagine that they're undergoing some sort of difficulty and extend your compassion toward them, to them. You might recite in your mind for them, may you be free from suffering. May you know happiness. Now bring to mind someone that you recognize but don't know well. Someone perhaps that you interact with or run across frequently, but you don't really have a positive or a negative affiliation with this person. It's just someone you know. And then consider that just like yourself, just like your loved one, this person has had ups and downs in his or her life. Just like yourself, just like your loved one, he or she knows what it's like to feel angry, sad, lonely, afraid. Just like yourself, he or she has dreams, goals, aspirations. Wants to be loved and valued. Wants to contribute to his or her community in some way. Just like yourself, he or she wants to be seen and be heard. Just like yourself, he or she is embedded in an important network of relationships, has loved ones. Perhaps as a mentor to someone. And then recite in your mind for this neutral person, just like me, he or she wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Now allow your awareness to expand into the community, perhaps into the places where you work or interact with people, and just bring awareness to all the people out there. Many of whom are going to fall into this category. Many of whom are people we care about or resonate with. And some of whom are very difficult for us. And then consider that just like yourself, your loved one, this neutral person, just consider the possibility, at least, that each person is no different from yourself on this fundamental level of wanting to be happy and free from suffering. And recite in your mind, just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just consider how it feels to say that or reflect on that. Just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. On this fundamental level, there's no difference. And I'll end this meditation with a short dedication. That may this practice of common humanity in this class, in some ways, have a positive impact on your life and the lives of others around you this upcoming week. In some ways, contribute to the overall happiness in the world. And at least on some small ways, reduce the amount of suffering in this world. Now simply come back to your breathing and come back to this space as you're ready.